Welcome back. This WhatsApper says, I'm a Bajan living in London. I have never seen a head of Barbados so mobilized on the wake of a storm. Thanks to the leadership team and every single person that helped in the preparations. From the Prime Minister, her team, emergency services, VOB staff that waited it out all night on the air, the Hurricane Center, every single person that took part in making the effort to make a difference. God bless BIM and her people. The negative people need to take a step back. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes, please turn off your radio. Some housekeeping rules.
You can hear my radio?
I can hear your radio, and you can hear your radio.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Blessed good morning to you.
And to you.
And all of Barbados, all the righteous Christians that have prayed for this island. I pray that the leader of this government will always put God first, and so that the country will be able to rise from where it was in 10 years ago. And I would like to know that the team that she has still begins to know that she has a charisma and a leader, and leading in a way that she has certain powers that will help her ministers them to rise above what they will be able to do, you know, just to trust God. Well, I am so glad that no damages was done, and God has blessed this island, and God is good and merciful. And I only hope that the Prime Minister will keep healthy, God will keep her healthy, so that she will be able to do whatever she wanted was to do probably in 10 years that has passed that she had wanted was to do. But you know that God is a God of time. Nothing can happen before his time. And I am so glad that she has got in now. She has gotten her chance now to do what she wanted to do years ago. Because, you know, she was so excited to get in because of how the last government was taking down the country, and she couldn't stay in Parliament. How many times Parliament, she walked out of Parliament. And God say, you know, the government will be able to do their time. Let them do their full time. God gave them that. Let them do it full time. Because she do everything. She put all the people on the road and do everything to try to get them out of Parliament. But God said, wait on my time.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know whether or not you guys saw, I believe some of you did, because I saw the pictures on WhatsApp and Facebook. But the sunset was breathtaking, you know. I'm lost for words. God obviously had a box of Crayola crayons up there because it was so pretty, so colorful. And I remember looking at it and thinking, okay, either this is it, and this is what heaven looks like, or this is a sign that everything is going to be okay. Well, it turned out everything was going to be okay. But I must tell you, the sunset was nothing like I've ever seen. And people took pictures, and these are pictures that we should all keep. They look suitable for postcard, actually. So maybe some people might want to sell some of their photographs and make some money. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Ms. Hague.
Good morning.
I'm glad to have you on the air. And good morning, Mr. Johnson. Now, I'm very thankful that God has yet again spared Barbados, and I hope that the other islands in the path of the hurricane would equally be spared going forward. Now, your first caller, Mr. Glenn Murray, as he has identified himself, I want to put the balance, as Mr. Ellis often you say, to what he was containing there. And I ask your permission to read a very small and short extract in the Sunday Sun on page 4A, Sunday Sun, Sunday on the 25th, under the caption, DLP General Conference. Small extract. Mm-hmm. The hierarchy of the Democratic Labor Party remains tight-lit as to who were the officers up for re-election in this year's 64th Annual Conference. When the Sunday Sun team arrived at their George Street Belvedere headquarters yesterday for the advertised 9 a.m. start, there were only two people in the auditorium, President Verle de Pisa and General Secretary Gaston Mears subsequently arrived. Listen to this important part. The reporter, after being told that the event was not open to the media, was informed that the president would be giving an address to their beginning at 11 a.m. So that would put now the other side or balance to what was declared by Mr. Murray, but no thing on CBC. The reporter, after being told the event was not open to the media, that says it. So, you see, there's always balance to things, you see?
No, so I agree with you, because then you would have to then ask yourself if, because, you know, you don't need an invitation, obviously, as Mr. Murray said, which is true. The media would go and cover various events, and they don't always need an invitation. And you have to ask yourself if CBC decided to take it upon themselves to go. We don't know.
Okay. A reporter was told that the event was not open.
Or should
to the
I
media.
Say take it upon themselves not to go? I'm
you
not sure.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That was the Sunday Sun, the 25th page, 4A, the bottom left-hand corner.
But normally that would happen for those types of conferences, or even with the union, if they're having closed-door meetings, and then they'll give a statement and a press briefing afterwards. So hence the reason why the Nation newspaper would have been able to carry that. As to what happened, they would have done a press briefing. So it's really up to the reporters to show up and carry the story.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to. Honestly, there's another big caption. Mayors, rallies, DLP faithful, Gaston Mears, etc. I wouldn't want to take you up on that, because my cutting trust with the politics and political, really, I would not question you or say you're not capable of cut loose and whatever as regarding this. But I would take up this with, like, Mr. Wickham or Mr.
That's fine, Johnson, whatever you feel comfortable with doing.
Oh, Mr. Ellis. Uh-huh. But there's a lot of stuff under this that I will take up going forward. But I only want to bring a bit of clarity as to this not hearing anything or whatever. This is in today, and the Sunday Sun, sorry, as published.
Well, thank you for bringing that and to look at it in another perspective and another side. Of things, which is always good to be balanced. There are always possibilities as to what could have happened, and that could have been one of the possibilities, but it'll be good to get the facts maybe straight from the president herself, Verle de Pisa, if she felt that the party was being boycotted or something. Maybe she should come out and say something. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Ms. Head.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a couple of things here, really. I would like to remind the last caller that CBC is not a private institution. It is run and paid by the taxpayers of this country. So therefore, it is not owned by the Barbados Labour Party, nor the DLP. And for years, when one party is in power, that nonsense was continuing, and it continues to continue. And I think it's about time it stops. And CBC News, really, on the evening, it's based on nothing more than everything being positive in this country. And there were campaigns made up of campaigns. And I think the best thing that CBC could do is get somebody private to buy it, that station. Because right now, it is not nothing really worthwhile watching. And the other thing it has to do with you. I listened to your open remarks this morning. Do you have a smartphone or a laptop computer or anything that is of the order? Do you understand coordinates of a vendor system?
To a certain degree.
Okay.
No pun intended.
The first question I would ask you was this term a serious threat to Barbados?
I'm not a meteorologist, so I cannot answer that. I heard somebody ask Mr. Ellis a similar question last night, and we're not weather specialists. We take our information from the weather specialists.
When you have a tablet or a smartphone, you get a grade every hour, so show you the coordinates of the storm, show what is likely to happen, the possibility of thunder, lightning, that was described as one of some of the features that we might be having from this severe weather system. The other thing is that we opened the bank yesterday from 8 to 10 and stopped the blast service at 11 o'clock. So therefore, all people will be scrambling now to get an 11 o'clock bus when we were told that this system would hit Barbados the night time. So therefore, there was no need for you to shut off the bus service at 11 o'clock. That could have gone to about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. And if the bus is going to open to 10 o'clock, there was no need for the bus to open anyhow. We overplay this system as user. And again, you, it seems to me, to be acting as a PRO for this political institution. And you're doing a good job.
Stick a pin. Uh-huh. First of all, I'm not even going to go there with the acting as a PRO. I am a communication specialist. And when I say to you, it was excellent communication, it was excellent communication. So let me just put that there. I'm speaking in general. You hold on. Okay? So this whole thing about, you know, you come here and you sit in the chair. And I can't speak for other moderators, but I'll certainly tell you this. I am going to give Jack his jacket. And regardless of the politics, the problem with people now, and I think if you go on social media, you will see younger persons, they don't subscribe to this type of politics. People actually want help. People actually want leaders that care, that can communicate, that have good judgment. So this whole B and D and who's for who and stuff like that, it's going to be a thing of the past. I believe that in a few years. It's actually...
No. This will never be a thing of the past.
I believe the next generation, or should I say people, again, I remember saying this months ago. My daughters, I've spoken to a lot of people, young people. They really don't behave in the way that we see the older folks, the diehard Dems or the diehard Bs. And, you know, it's sad when you could see something wrong. And even if you support a party, it's like your child, you love your child and you want to support your child, but are you going to agree with everything that your child does? But the point is, a lot of people come here and then it's like, whatever you do, it could be something horrible, a bad judgment call, and they are still going to support it. Would you support your child if they did something wrong? It doesn't take away from the, or should I say, agree with and go along with it. It doesn't take away for the love that you have for your child. It's the same thing with a party. It does not take away from the respect you may have or the love you may have. But if they mess up, or whoever it is, then they mess up. And you need to say it. But in this case, I thought Prime Minister Motley and her team and fellow Barbadians did a good job. And how you know that too is the motivation. People felt motivated. When a leader can motivate people, that is when you know that they're doing something right. And as for the storm about you getting it, this body getting it wrong, we should be so grateful that, you know, one thing I have a lot of respect for is the Met Office, and they do their best. They analyze the information and they share it, and decisions are made based on what they see. But they're not God. Things can change.
But, Mr. Jude, all respect to you.
Yes, sir.
Met Office is going to be a terribly past. It will be served there for the airlines, the airplanes, really. Because with the technology changing nowadays, people don't have to rely on the Met Office no more.
So you don't think that they... Wait. Don't you think that they have technology that they rely on? They just analyze it. You think the technology can analyze itself?
And the same technology Met Office uses is what you get on your smartphone or your tablet. So therefore,
But these people, but sir, I could go on my smartphone and look at the human body and try to self-diagnose myself too, but that don't mean I can be right. They specialize in that. So what if you have a smart app? That's like everybody's saying, I could go on YouTube and I can just watch it and I can get it done. That may be okay for some things, but these people specialize in these areas, and I think respect is due. And I think that they didn't make a bad judgment call. They didn't make an error. They explained what happened with the dry air, and I'm not, like I said, a weather person, but I understood what they said, and we should be grateful.
But let me just say, by me last night, did not even have no lightning, no thunder.
And are you sad?
No, I would glad if you rather fall some more, because the earth, the water.
Fair enough.
You understand? So therefore, this exercise, I would not say was fruitful, I would say it was more excitement for people at CBC and the Met Office and the...
Sir, can I ask you something? You have a phone, right? Did you have a phone 2 years ago?
More than 2 years?
Did you see the images of Dominica? The people? The destruction? Did you see it?
Yeah,
let's go way back to Haiti. I think it's 2002 and the earthquake. And I could list and go on and on and on and on and on. Do you see it? Did you get a chance to look?
It depends on the direction of it.
Do you understand that nobody, sir, with climate change, nobody now takes a chance. And everybody now is trying to prepare. You prepare for the worst, you hope for the best. So there's nothing wrong with preparation. We've seen what storms can do. And we can see where you predict one thing, something can happen. So if it changes for the best, be grateful.
But before I go, though, I would like you to ask the supporters of the Barbados Labour Party and the Barbados Labour Party members and the parliament and the people in parliament, when are they going to start paying back the people money that they owe?
What money? They see now we're going down another road now. But,
no, I would like
so
to
we can't we can't get you on this and that. So you can't get your point across for people to believe in what you're saying. So you're going to grab at something else. You see, this is what I am talking about. But you have asked a question publicly. I don't know what money you're talking about. I believe the government owes a lot of people, and they do have to pay. And the one thing I will thank you for before I say goodbye is thank you for complimenting me on my public relations skills. This is Down to Brass Tacks. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back. I had to smile at that last caller because someone just said to me, if the meteorologists were being replaced with the smartphones, then who's going to put the information in smartphones? In other words, they don't put information into themselves. So, anyway, let's move on. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning to you,
good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you? How does the storm treat you?
I want to give you a sincere compliment. Apart
you mean
from
the ones before weren't sincere?
Apart from the one agent that just left their political Google, right? I think, and I know that you are a very, very good communication specialist. The way you've handled things, the way you handle people, your approach makes you a communication specialist. And there are a lot of people who don't seem to understand what communication is all about. Mm-hmm. They see it as a one-sided position. But that's not what I call it, because I'm not calling it to defend CBC. But up to this morning, I heard a person at CBC even named the new committee of George Street. Named from the leader back down to the top. And that's not fair for that person to say that CBC does not fair, because I can go to the extreme to tell that there have been times that several people did not get news carried, even an ad, because of a political behavior. That's not fair. This is a one-a world this time. This is not a situation where our goggles are shut down. Listen, and you would understand that there's a fair player as far as both parties of concern, or will have to, because you and I know that times have changed. Let me come back to my mayor, because he has to stop this gender that he's coming with on mornings to make people believe one thing when they know it isn't. Now, I must say that I was very impressed with the lead-up to and after by the Prime Minister Barbados, giving us an insight of what to expect. Mm-hmm. An insight of what had happened. I think that is what it's all about. You look forward and you look at what was said and the outcome of it. And I am very pleased this morning that she did alert the country to the fact that you've got to be aware, you've got to be prepared. And then she came back and she did not shut us down. She told us exactly what had happened and the possibility that we are not supposed to shut shop because it is still within the season. That is what they call a person who is working towards the betterment, not only for herself, but for the people of this country. But, John, that is not the problem. The problem I'm calling about is that we have to put in place a plan, a traffic plan. Mm. Now, you are aware that yesterday morning that poor health is killed. Am I wrong or right?
Listen, I can tell you it took me an hour and 20 minutes, what would normally take me 5 minutes from Union to Curtin's gas station. It took me an hour and 20 minutes. But I'll say this, the gas station, and I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
It's not every gas station that they have a big car park, but that one has one. What I thought they should have done, somebody should have directed the traffic who has to turn in to the gas station. Let them turn into the gas station. Who needs to go straight will go straight. The problem was the traffic was backed up from Curtin's all the way back up to Six Roads and equally then from Curtin's all the way back up to the Crane. So you sat in traffic for so long, and when you got near the gas station, you realized it was the gas station. And truthfully, if you've been to that gas station, they have a very big car park. So all they had to do was to let the cars turn in, not to line up by the pump, turn left, come around the car park and line up in that way so you can free up the traffic flowing. But I agree with you, a better traffic management plan, but most of that backup was a lot to do with some gas station nearby in most cases.
John, I am not a planning expert, but I'm an observer, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe the time has come for all of those persons who are involved in traffic planning to sit down around a table and devise a plan. Because if you remember a couple years ago, we had a little earth tremor, and we had problems of getting people out of the city. Now, I say that to say this. The police was the people quarreled with the police for putting in place the four-zone plan. And if you're familiar with the four-zone plan, you come off the highway and you go down four-zone, but you go down, but you can't turn on the four-zone at certain times. It's a no entry, and that worked. So I'm saying that if we can devise means, and they only use four zone as an example, that planning went into that. And there are other places in Barbados that we can say that planning can go into. I do not believe that with 11 parishes that we have got, that somebody cannot plan a movement. And we've got the highway north, we've got the highway south, we've got the lower road, we've got the up road. That I don't see why everybody should try to rush onto one road to get to home to the parish. I believe we have to devise means and ways that if you're going out of the city, then you use quick access. And if you're coming into the city, likely to be a slow access. That is to say that if you're going south to the airport, why should you be unless you're living on the lower road, 7, but you should be using the up road to get away from the city and get away from the city fast. But I am not a planner. I'm only making a suggestion. Mm-hmm. I'm also saying that there's some gas stations that have the pumps are in a position that you have to circle the pump in order to get the gas. And that retards a lot of the movement within the gas station of itself. Mm-hmm. Again, that is a matter for the gas station to rectify that problem and make it a situation of having traffic to move out as fast as it should, instead of remaining within the precincts of that gas station in case anything happened. But I am hoping that the same way the district emergency people can plan and look forward, that the traffic people in Barbados understand. Don't tell me that's the price you're going to pay for progress. Obviously, it's the price we're going to pay for progress, but we cannot allow the price of progress to take us to the doorsteps of wrong happening. So let's sit down now. Let's sit down now and devise means and ways of getting people out of the city back to the home in case something happens again.
Mm-hmm. On a good note, though, even though there was a lot of congestion, people actually got home before the time, and the streets were pretty empty, probably by midday, 1 o'clock. You know, a lot of people actually got home in good time, too, as well. So, you know, so we still got to look at it in both sides. I know what you're saying, and we do we should improve. Someone mentioned, I think, yesterday, for example, where we have a problem, a natural disaster, like a tsunami. There's nothing really you could do. The ad says just to run. So if you're locked up in your car and you heard it as a tsunami alert and you got 30 minutes, there's not a lot you could do on the South Coast, for example.
I agree with you, Joanne. Thanks for that. But I'm saying that a plan must be put in place. You cannot drive to Grantley Adams Airport and drive on to the tarmac. You cannot drive certain places because there are signs that control the movement of your vehicle. I'm saying that we need to sit down. As far as the water sports is concerned, people think you can just pick up a speedboat and go left and right in the ocean. You have to do a test. You have to know the regulations. So I'm saying that we need... I think we have reached a point in our development that traffic should become a priority. Traffic should become a priority in case of moving traffic. I agree with you. Yes, people got home in time, but some people really and truly were stuck in traffic, and then that is a lot of productivity that we have lost. So much for that. I think that somewhere along the line, I'm appealing to the planners, I'm appealing to the police, I'm appealing to MTW, I'm appealing to everybody to sit down around the table and devise means and ways in case of a crisis that we can move traffic without having the situation which developed years ago and developed yesterday again.
Thank you so much, Mark, for your contribution as always. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Hill. How are you this morning?
I am very well, and you?
I'm fine.
Good.
I just want to make a few comments, and I would start first by complimenting the Prime Minister in the manner in which that situation was handled. I don't think I have seen anything in Barbados in a crisis like this that was handled with that kind of enthusiasm and plan in its foresight and going forward. And I will say that it was a plan well executed, and things went on smoothly without any problems. Mm-hmm. Now, I would like to say to that guy who would have asked you if you have a computer, and so I want to say something to him now, and I am coming straight and direct, because he asked if it was any threat or problem to Barbados. Mm-hmm. I am not going to do the recordings. No, I am going to use two simple phrases. Dorian approached Barbados, and where it approached Barbados from, there are two words I would use, port and starboard, the left and the right. That approached this country where this country was on the right side of the system. And on the left side of the system, where you will subtract, and the right side where you will add. Now, based on the fact that it was the line of travel that it was taking, Barbados was on its right side. So therefore, the slightest movement to which it would have been proven if you had listened to Mr. McGeary, because at one point in time it made a very slight shift to what they were determining now the north, which brought it even a little closer to Barbados than we would have thought. And therefore, the line of travel, it stood more left, more further to the left, which means it went down through the channel, and that would have saved some of the problem that we might have avoided. If it had taken another little more turn to the right, Barbados could have been devastated, because it would have struck the country head on, because that right trajectory would have put Barbados right in front of it. I think that these people who are coming to this program and trying to ostracize and criticize everything that the present government and the leader is doing in the interest of this country needs to stop and do some thinking and look at the past, and look at the present, and at the same time, look into going forward in the future. Because my position is this, that I have never seen so much consultation and explanation that the people of this country were so eager to cooperate over the past 10 years that they would have called the last decade that we are seeing today. And I am saying that the leader of this country is doing that there. She's communicating with people regardless of what's happening, and she's getting the job done. Now, I heard a while ago to one of the callers would have been talking about the Democratic Labour Party not giving. I think the same thing might have happened when the Barbados Labour Party was in opposition. But this is what I will say, though. I believe that, in all honesty, that we as a people need to stop and put aside this partisan way of thinking and start looking at from where we were to where we are today. Look at the progress that we're surging and going forward, and at the same time, we realize that the Lord would have demonstrated to us yesterday that he is the Alpha and the Omega, and to him we should give praise and thank and stop criticizing or reminding anything that is done in our best interest. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air. Good morning. Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. It's been a long time since you and I spoke, but that's fine. Dennis will tell you who it is if you don't pick a new voice. Good morning. Thank you for the fantastic job you've been doing. I wanted to give this little Philip and include you in it. Yesterday, Mr. Ellis took the time to speak about this lady honoring her father, who was a vagrant. And it struck me that Mr. Johnson, yourself, and Mr. Ellis are very, very, very good at reaching in to things like that that people may believe are soft and small issues, but they're actually very powerful. Mm-hmm. And I would love for Starcom to pursue exploring and showcasing stories like that that speaks to human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Understood? With
you mean,
me?
You mean to do it more.
If this can, sorry?
You mean to do it a bit more.
Yes, do it a little more. I have something that does it, even if it's not on Brass Tacks, you know, it's something that speaks to the showcasing those things. Where, you know, Mr. Ellis,
human interest, stories.
Yes, human interest stories. They're very, very important. I want to also say that leadership was on display yesterday, and the result is evident. The entire country mobilized to take action within, 48 hours or less?
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic. And there's no disputing that. There's so much to face, to fix, to repair. So if the fact that an oncoming tropical storm is bearing down on us and your political AGM was somehow not the most important thing to everybody, I'm hoping somebody realizes that with a modicum of common sense, you realize there are priorities. And
well,
I believe
yes,
that the priorities
but
were in place.
The one thing I want to say, the storm, okay, there was no damage and everything was fine. Let's just say that it was a Category 3. Let's just say that today we couldn't even be here on the radio station because of all of the chaos and whatever. Mm-hmm. I understand even what the first caller meant when he said that, you know, it can be better measured. I think that's what he was trying to say, I should say.
Do I miss the contribution?
It could be better measured leadership if, you know, in the face of a bigger catastrophe. That is true. How people manage after the fact. You see, preparation is one thing. Rallying through it is another. Realizing, okay, there's been no loss of life and nothing major happened is what happens after, is what people will also look at. But the good side to this is when you see your prime minister in action, even though nothing happened out of the storm that, you know, no loss of life damage, at least it gives you the hope. You feel a little bit more confident that, God forbid, something actually did happen, exactly, people start to feel a little bit more confident. Look, man, this lady can handle herself. And that is what we are looking at. Now, always remember that the people that will cheer you will jeer you. And God knows that, you know, next week if a storm comes and something doesn't go to plan, and Miss Motley, you know, the same people who are cheering can say something else. But you're only as good as your last performance. And I am specifically speaking to what I saw yesterday. I was impressed. I felt, okay, you know what? This is not going to be, we have no control over the storm, but at least the people who are on the ground, the boots on the ground, and who in charge of the boots on the ground, I felt comfortable.
But she didn't even stop there. She reminded us that November 30th is when this is all over.
Exactly.
So as much as this one was passed, and even to the gas station thing, that if you want to drill down to minutia, she mentioned the gas stations too, and the truth is, the majority of the gas stations have an entrance-only and an exit-only sign. Mm-hmm. What I have observed for years now is that somebody has a bad attitude. I am on this side of the road already. I'm going to go through the exit. I've almost been hit twice from people breaking what was the suggested rule of don't enter through this one. This is the one we're coming out of, mm-hmm, on several occasions. So I have no doubt that the confusion and the gridlock within the gas stations, yes, there's a direct result of people going in through the exit signs and et cetera, et cetera, mm-hmm, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
No, I mean, for me, well, the one in Curtin's, and I mean, I love my Curtin's gas station. I'm just saying that it was big enough. It was the car park was very, very big that, mm-hmm, we could have encouraged people to turn left into the car park and come around the pump facing the other way, as opposed to then it just turns short there by the pump. But again, lessons learned. Everything we look at, we go and say, okay, if this happens again, what can we do better? And that's basically what it is. I mean,
and my only wish now is for everybody who was involved yesterday, from all the broadcasters. I was actually surprised to hear Dennis on this morning, that they do get some rest, because they're human too. And there's that whole thing called burnout.
Oh, yes.
That's the only thing to be mindful of for them. I am on vacation, hence I can call you today.
Okay, thank you. Continue to enjoy your vacation.
Sure, you take care.
Thank you. Someone here is saying all this great communication. We need our pensions, but we'll be back after the break.